Fesco and Dusty.
I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing here?
A show that, analytically, exists between 6 and 10 weekday mornings on Kansas City's only FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, buddy.
Live from the studios that brought you...
Hey, what's going on, man?
Here's Bob Fesco and Dusty Likens.
Oh, I let it play a little longer. I didn't know it had the stutter step in there. It has stutter! Sorry to blow up your airwaves there. 6 o'clock in the morning. This coffee's potent. What a beautiful, beautiful sky this morning. What a beautiful morning this morning. Mac was in love with our walk-in this morning.
I'll tell you, the sunrise was nice out there, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is the best time of year to do this job because the sun is up basically... Before we start, I think it was 5:52 this morning that we had the sunrise out there. And so you get to watch the sunrise. It's beautiful. Wintertime, forget about it. You never see the sunrise during this time because it doesn't get up until like 10 o'clock in the morning. So, but today, like walking in and driving in and seeing that sunrise out there today, it's going to be a beautiful day out there in Kansas City. It's going to be a little bit hot.
Yeah, the days during this time of year are really hot, but the mornings and the nights are beautiful.
Amazing.
Amazing
nights,
incredible.
Right? Yeah,
incredible.
We were sitting outside last night. It was beautiful last night. Once the humidity dissipated a little bit, we could sit outside and enjoy the evening. Boy,
yes.
it was a beautiful night.
I was telling Dusty, just, you know, being a kid growing up here just reminds me of nostalgia. Being
a kid playing outside
till 9 p.m., like getting to stay up later because it's still bright outside.
Lightning bugs are out
summer.
Now, too.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Were you a psycho and destroyed him with a tennis racket or a metal bat?
No, the lightning bugs?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, no. We got a
jar.
We used to have
a mayonnaise jar and put holes in the top and, you know, to keep the things.
Still murder. Yeah. Just in a non-malicious way, I guess.
What does a lightning bug really contribute, though, to the world? Do they really?
I don't know.
I mean, they could. I don't know. But like what do they do?
Okay.
Yeah, what do they contribute, though? Other than giving us fun as kids, you know?
Hey, Daryl, what do lightning bugs do?
Yeah, what do lightning bugs do? I mean, everything has a purpose on Earth, right? God didn't create things and not give it a purpose other than the analytics or something. But he's, you know, all creatures, great and small.
Oh,
right,
for sure.
They have a purpose on Earth, right?
The primary prayer.
Yeah.
You want to read it?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, the primary purpose of lightning bugs.
Nah, they're just hornballs.
Oh, really? Are they really? They just like to have sex.
I know that I'm
the
hard.
The light is communication primarily for mating and attracting partners. Each species has a highly specific flash pattern and color that allows them to identify and count or in court members of their own kind in the dark.
Okay, so why don't we call them the horny bug instead of the lightning bug or something like that?
Well, you know how
like
that'd go.
Cicadas, too. Yeah. Cicadas come around, bang, every 12 years, and then go away.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, thanks, guys.
Yeah. Since their light serves as a warning signal as well. Many fireflies carry defensive steroids.
Ooh. But it doesn't say what they do yet. We still haven't gotten to, like, why are you here?
Yeah, what's going on?
They flash lights, and they mate.
Yeah, but for what, though? But what do they do?
That'd be really funny if, like, you and your wife went on a Halloween party and just got, like, those, like, fake wings and got, like, mag lights and just in the bar were, like, 1, 2, 3, and then, like, she comes across the bar, 1, 2, 3, you're like, hit that later.
I kind of like that. I do. I kind of like that. That's a lot of fun to do something
lightning
crazy.
Bob.
Lightning Bob. And stuff.
Lightning Bob.
Yeah, yeah. So they have sex and they light up, but we still haven't found out why they're here. Like, do they contribute
to
society,
great.
Right?
Yeah.
There's got to be something that they do. There's got to be something they give us.
Yeah, I mean, enjoyment. Now, I will say,
That's fine. Yeah,
my backyard gets flooded with them. And now, again, I don't know if this is just hammered Dusty, but I'll sit on my back patio, you know, late at night on the weekends and listen to music. And those lights, you talk about the word dissipate.
Yeah.
They dissipate, and I think it's because bats eat them.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do. Yeah, I'm sure
like,
bats do eat them.
And I'll just hear, like, the sonar, and I'm like, what the hell is
Whoa.
That? But bats don't like humans, so I'm good.
Yeah.
They're afraid of you.
And they come to suck your blood.
And they know you're there by their sonar, like, ways.
But bats are great, man. Bats eat
a
lot
mosquitoes,
of things. Yeah.
I hate that they eat lightning bugs. So I love lightning bugs.
Yeah, the purpose of bats we could find
bats
in 2 seconds.
Bats are great.
Yes.
Bats, what does a bat contribute? They eat mosquitoes. Done. Everybody's on board with that, right? We're good. We're good. We're ready to go with the bats. But the mosquitoes, they suck too. They don't contribute anything. But also the lightning bug. We got to find out what they contribute. So if anybody knows what a lightning bug does for society, let us know today.
It's like spiders. And you're like, oh, what are spiders? And then you find out all the stuff they eat and get rid of. You're like, all right, fine.
So how's your day?
It was awful. I mean, it couldn't have gone any worse, right? So we're having wood rot.
Hey, that's my neighborhood.
We'll get to that in a second, because you had a bad day yesterday as well.
Terrible
so
day.
We're getting wood rot replaced on the side of the house, of course. You know, that's, you know, money.
I'll get those woodpeckers.
Wasn't that we just had water?
Back?
No, they're not. It was water with, I'll tell you later.
Homeowners. Awesome.
Home ownership, go for it, because that's the way
to
do it. Yeah,
own a home. Get married.
This whole segment here, Dusty, you're gonna go, I'm out, man. Just stay single, Mac.
I'm gonna get a vasectomy. Talk to my landlord.
Yeah, Mac, you better run for the hills too. So we're getting the wood rot replaced. It happens, right? It's home ownership. It's a wonderful thing. And then we get later in the day, and the phone rings, and it's my daughter, and screaming, crying, panicking. I've been into a car accident. I wrecked the car, and where she wrecked it is right outside the neighborhood. Turning in to come home. We walked to the accident, you know, one of those type of things. It's a blind turn. It really is hard because I think about it every day. It's two turns, you know, each going left from 119th Street right in front of Stoll Park. Okay, that's where we are. She's turning left into our neighborhood, and there's a car in front of her that's turning left into the park. You can't really see on 119th Street if there's a car in front of you turning left while you're trying to turn left. And so I think about it all the time. I just usually wait, go slow. And she thought she was clear and, you know, drove into the side of another car. And so we're fine. Everybody's fine, right? Like, that's the good news. The car is what it is. I mean, in a 2012 car, and so it's probably totaled right now. So, you know, we got to find her a new car because now that's a burden on us. All of a sudden, we're like, damn, now we got to start driving again. But she's going to have to figure it out on herself, right? Like, everybody gets into an accident. It happens. And it's not the end of the world. She was panicked. It was so, so, so sad to see how upset she was by what she did. And, you know, it really was. I got to shout out Jay Southland Tow Service, who was there in 15 minutes when we called them.
They're in the know.
They are. I called Jeremy over there. I said, hey, dude, got into an accident, blah, blah, blah. I called him back. I go, I think I was stuttering. He goes, yeah, you told me your son was in an accident and you don't have a son.
Wow.
I said, I guess I was, you know, flustered. But they sent out a safety patrol guy first to get there before the tow truck got there. So he's out there and he's comforting my daughter. Screaming, crying, you know, 15-year-old girl got into a car accident, doesn't really have her license yet because she's still on.
My sister did this to my dad's Toyota Avalon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
8 o'clock in the morning, coming in the neighborhood, boom.
Boom, yeah. Amy
airbags.
Anderson of KMBZ told me this morning, she goes, when I was 15, I drove right into the side of a garbage truck. It just destroyed the car.
Where
it happens.
Drive is, am I right? No, I'm kidding.
But it's a rite of passage. I got into an accident before I had my license. My sister and I got into an accident at a stop sign. I smashed right into the back of her car, you know. Mm-hmm. So everybody gets in those things. It's the shock that wears off. And so Jason out there, their safety guy, Rusty, former cop out in Lenexa, and he was so great with her and comforted her down. And then the Overland Park police as well. I got to give a shout out to them because they were so comforting to my daughter. They saw what she was going through. She's probably going to get a ticket for it too. And, you know, they saw what she was going through, how upset she was at 15 years old. And they did such a great job of keeping her calm that by the time we left the accident, she was laughing and she was in a much better mood. And she went on to her second job of the day yesterday. So she's working at Jasper's and over at the pool. So it's like, you know, she's got a lot going on. And they were so comforting. And that's what I want to say that to the police force in Overland Park. Thank you guys and gals for being there for her. And it happened right in front of the police substation. So they were able to be there right away. But they didn't have to comfort her the way that they did and say, it's going to be okay. You're going to be fine. It's not a big deal. It's only an accident, you're not hurt, and all that kind of stuff. And that's what it really ultimately is at the end of the day, is like, she's not hurt. And that's what we have to get through. And my wife is having a much tougher time with it than I am. She's if I just answered the phone when she first called, it would have been a minute later and she would stop. We've got to stop this. We can't continue
playing the butterfly effect.
Yeah, exactly. We can't continue to do that. So I actually, to be honest with you guys, I'm more concerned with Jen than I am with my daughter, because she's having a hard time getting over this as a mom, and it sucks. And now we're looking for a car, and I've got some friends that have the junkyards, and I've said, you may not have an aux cord this time, but we're going to try to find you a car.
She can get one of those cassette ones that's like a cassette tape.
Did you have the cassette tape one?
I didn't. Not as an aux cord, but my buddy did.
Yeah, I did.
And I was just, I thought it was. Yeah. I thought it was crazy awesome.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah. Well, but that's how it was for us. Like the cassette you put in to use your CD player, you know? And so you played your CD player off the cassette. That's how that worked back in the day for us. And so, yeah. So she's fine. We'll find a junker. But man, Jay Southlanteau, they're just phenomenal. Out right away. The Overland Park police out right away. You know, just comforted her.
I'm a Missouri guy. 15 years old, able to drive. Is that
yeah?
That's
to
okay?
and from work, to and from school. Okay. Yeah. And so she was coming home from work, and you know, it happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, so hopefully it's a great learning experience for her. Honest to God, and you learn. You know, at 15 years old, it's better to have something like this happen than, you know, later in life. And now she can learn and be cautious moving forward. I mean, that's ultimately what it's going to be about. So then she had to go to work. I made her take the Bronco and drive to work. I said, let's go.
Yeah, I say that
back in the car.
My biggest advice is to get right back on the saddle.
Back in the car.
My sister didn't drive again until she was 21.
Oh my God, really? Yeah. See, back in the saddle because my older
daughter.
She was
afraid, man.
Yeah, that's why I said we're going and you're taking the Bronco. She goes, you're okay with me driving? Yes, I'm fine with you driving the Bronco. I'm not mad at you. I'm not really even disappointed. I'm not upset. It happens.
It happens.
And
this will be the last time you get in a car accident.
Right.
I can promise you.
Probably not.
It's probably not going to be the last time that something like this happens. But when you're 15 years old and, it's the end of the world. It sucks. I mean, my first accident, I was still on my permit, and I drove through an intersection and smashed into a car. And I get out of the car, and the cop says, what were you doing? I go, well, my grandmother told me to go. Because she was in the car, right? She was
like in Jersey.
So my grandmother told me to go. So anything, they'll be fine. She'll be fine. Jen will be fine. I'm fine. I really am. I'm surprised I was as calm as I was. And, you know, again, I'm not mad. I'm not upset. It happens, right? Everybody gets into one of these accidents. You had some bad news, too, and it really affects the entire community. And I think this sucks because I got to be honest with you, Dusty, it's probably not going to be the last.
No. So for those of you that were under a rock yesterday, the City Council of Lee Summit, got together and decided to end downtown days. I've thought about this. It was one of those you hear on the news or see the news and it's a jaw dropper. It's a phone to the side. And I know that on Monday we have our overreaction segment. And my overreaction was you had to just pull the plug on downtown days. You've got an issue going on. It's not fun. It's not a good look. It's happened 3 years in a row. This is the third year it happened. And
okay, that's important to know too.
Yeah. So this is to this degree, right? Like 3 years in a row, they've had major, major controversy in downtown Lee Summit that happens to start somewhere around 8 o'clock at night. And there's just, to me, there was no way to get around it other than doing this. And I understand, like I have, you know, pretty good people in the know that are high up within the boards of downtown Lee Summit. And I text one of them yesterday. I said, so how did the conversation go about pulling the plug? And the response I got was so-so.
Oh.
And I said, interesting. I said, fan or no fan of it? And no answer, no bias towards that. But it just came back to be like, there's a lot of people that are and a lot of people that will continue to be pissed off. Mm-hmm. And I said, I totally get that. And I thought about this pretty much all morning on the drive-in. Thought about it for about an hour last night. And I think, unfortunately, in life, we are always spoiled by Disney movies and books and television shows where the good guy rides off in the sunset with a good girl and it's a happy ending.
Right.
Lee Summit's city fell on a grenade yesterday. And that's the ending that it has to be because not only are people not going down to this event because of events that have happened in the past.
Was it lowly attended this year, too?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
But I know that there's a lot of people that like to voice their opinion on Facebook and say, this is why I didn't go. We don't need you right now.
Right.
I understand that you didn't go.
Yeah, that person needs to butt out. Really.
And they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And so those are also the same people that complain about, oh, really? They're just going to let the bad guys win? Yeah, because the good guys continue to lose.
Right.
And you know, unfortunately, we also live in a society that is just insanely racist, and it's hard to read the comments on my Twitter post that I put about it. But there's also a part of it that's sad because this is the start of something that's going to continue to happen because when these sort of, I guess you would call them takeovers happen in other places, now Lee Summit will be the example of like, well, Lee Summit canceled it. And Downtown Days has been going on for 40 years.
Yeah, I saw that since like
1985.
Yeah, long, long time.
I was 30. I'm 38. And it's been going on basically my whole life. I've been going my whole life. It's never been like this. Now, to Max's defense, yet earlier we were talking about it. As teenagers, yes, we went. Did we kick over a trash can? Probably. Did we go TP somebody's house afterwards? Probably. We weren't bringing bear pepper spray and claiming false narratives and taking over a city an event where people tend to go have their summer fun. But as Vern has always told me, who I think is one of my greatest, you know, advisors in this business, is that if you come to the table with the problem, also bring a solution.
Absolutely, you have to.
And
yeah.
Lee Summit has spent a lot of money building the Green Street District and putting a lot of taxpayers' money in there. Now it's time for you to go use that. And if I need to go out there and have an open forum town hall meeting, I don't mind doing that, because once every other week, have Vendor Saturday, where from 12 to 5, vendors come out in the Green Street area, bring their truck, they're out there, they get out there, don't start selling until noon, they get out of there by 5 o'clock, and you can have a live band, because you don't see a lot of that sort of attention that you see in the middle of the downtown days that you would see at the stage. Mm-hmm. And they've got a big docket on their hand coming up because they have an event called Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people wondering if that's going to get axed as well.
Oh, wow.
Wow. But I mean, look, dude, three strikes and you're out.
Yeah.
You can't let this keep happening. I guarantee you there's nothing worse than seeing your city that you're proud of on every news outlet with that video that we saw of, you know, cops getting kicked and pepper spray and running and stories of guns and stuff like that. So it had to end, and it's not fun. It's not the good guys winning. It's the bad guys winning. But unfortunately, like, for this city to continue to win and continue to thrive and try to be what they want to be, they had to make a tough decision.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that was pulling the plug to downtown days. But there are ways to continue to do that. Art walks, First Fridays, vendor days, pop-up concert days, stuff like that. You can still bring the city in and have people come out and enjoy the day. But like, you'll tell your kids when they're 21, nothing good happens after 10 o'clock. Well,
I tell them that all the time. Now, the best part about this accident, though, Dusty, to kind of pick up from there, all of a sudden mom and dad know what they're talking about.
That's fair.
All of a sudden mom and dad know what they're talking about. Not just with driving, but now with everything, because the light bulb went on. I said, do you see what we've been telling you? Yeah, the light bulb went on. And the sad part about the downtown days with Lee Summit is you're hurting families that are looking for things to do, kind of affordable things to do. It's very expensive out there right now. I hope other cities don't look at Lee Summit and do the exact same thing, because you had Old Shawnee days, you have Santa Caligon days, you have Old Settlers days out in Olathe.
Fall Fun Fest is in Blue Springs.
Right, you've got all these events that all these municipalities and cities have all over the place, and Lee Summit was the first. I hope everybody else doesn't follow, and then all of a sudden these things are done, man. And kids love going to the carnival, getting the funnel cake, the cotton candy, just kind of hanging out and being proud of where you're from and, you know, doing some of those activities and seeing people.
But it's not fun when you're constantly looking over your shoulder and waiting for the bomb to
explode.
Right,
exactly.
That's what it is every year, at least the last 3 years, is in your head you just hear the tick, 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 and all of a sudden it's like you get home. I saw it with my own eyes the last 2 years, Bob.
I
literally was down there and saw it happen. Like, 2 years ago, my buddy that I love to death that worked at Jack Stack with me, Bobby, his son was sprinting with his other buddy with fear, and I just took him, and I was like, just come with me real quick, and we walked away from all of it. I said, go home, call your dad, let him know where you're at, just get the F out of here. And then this year, I told you guys a story on Monday, I went to Dairy Queen, and it was like insane, man.
Yeah.
Like, the guys at Dairy Queen, the doors were locked, they were shaking, give us their order, and they're
oh my God.
I mean, I'm dead serious. Like, I'm not making this up on my mother's life. The guy literally goes, do you have a screenshot of the order? Because they weren't opening anything. And he just put it on the glass and had my buddy put it on there. And he goes, all right. And he goes, here you go, man. And just was like literally shaking. Probably the same way that your daughter was shaking the car wreck.
Yeah.
And so we're like, dude, we'll see you later. And then, of course, trash all over the parking lot that now those employees have to clean up.
Yeah, exactly.
Because people were being asses. They have cops going around the drive-thru, sounding the alarm with the lights on. Go home. Get out of here. And just nothing. So, unfortunately, something had to be done.
People ruin everything, man. They really do, and
it
sucks.
We just got to get better.
We do.
We need Jesus. You know what I mean? Like, straight up, dude. But, hey, we'll get into what the Royals did last night, and we'll get into what Chicago's done, because there's a really cool story that happened with the White Sox yesterday as well. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty.
Brett Veach has the most underrated chest I've ever seen.
On your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.